This is just an expansion of the who, what, where, when, why, and how questions. The physical location of where the attack originated from is a concern. If you're filling an intelligence position, there are limitations on what type of information can be collected on a U.S. person. If the source is in another country, there are potential international laws that would need to be addressed. So that plays a role, especially when you're talking to a U.S. person. When do you want to get law enforcement involved? And then this ties closely to the who question. Is the offender a bored college student, hacktivist member, or a state-sponsored hacker? The key point when you're answering these questions is to not make an assumption. A state-sponsored hacker may try, a script kiddie type tool just to see how your security responds. So don't make those assumptions. Even if an attack appears to be coming from a U.S. university, it just could be a launch point. So stick to neutral and factual statements, like, say, the originating IP address was 192.168.2.2, which is registered to universityx.edu. If you can't answer the questions, identify where the information is missing from and why it's relevant. Like, hey, we're missing logs between, 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, and contacted the firewall administration mailbox to request a restoral from the backups, or, to clarify if there was an outage. So document it. And really, if your organization has an incident response plan and reporting templates, there should be fields and areas where this type of information is documented.